destruction of Mitzrayim needed all the Nisim and the Niflois or whatever to get them and extricate them from their Mitzriyut Kat, the reliance on Mitzrayim, the Moshel, not the Moshel, but the comparison he brought from their life in the Holocaust, that those in the camp, to some degree, once again, we know, were better off than those that were fleeing and hiding or whatever, because at least they had some kind of structure, they had some kind of room to rely on. And that was the Nisoyin of Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim, was to step out of a place where, even however bad it was, but at least there was a comfort zone there, to stepping into the Eretz Lo Zeruah. You're going to a world where there's no food, there's nothing to eat, you're completely 100% reliant on Hashem. You don't know where your next meal's coming from, you know nothing. It's a little bit what a Baal Tshuva does. It's a little bit what a Baal Tshuva has to do to a certain extent. What a Ger has to do, you're pushing to step into a world where you've got, you know nothing, no familiarity, no network, it's like moving to a new country. Yeah, it's all those things are highly stressful, yeah? Moving to a new country, they say, is one of the three most stressful things a person can do. Why? What's so stressful about it? Because you don't have anyone, you don't have a network, you're stepping into a big void. So that's what Klal Yisrael, that was the ultimate moving to a new country, yeah? You come out of Mitzrayim into, of course, you're dropped in the middle of the desert. Hello, anybody out there? Nothing, no food, no water, no nothing, yeah? And you're relying 100% on the ship, so that takes some doing. Reish Yud Aleph. Achre Hashem Elokim Telchu. Mesubah Balatanya, Shebimei Milchomis Napoleon, Vatsar Rusi, when Napoleon was at war with the Russian Tsar, Hutl Oitze al Shchunas Megairov, Ein Yotzi Vein Bo. They made a curfew in the neighborhood. You couldn't go out and come in. It was locked off. Balatanya shows a kurub of Vedas Hashem, lo yedem u malkach. The Balatanya didn't have any curfews. He's sitting learning. He's a kohen limud. And therefore, he doesn't know that there's a war. He doesn't know that there's a curfew. The yotze lefonot beboike, bemeisei, lemikveh, lebeisa midrash, to say lelimud avodaisu, kimamim lamama. He's going off to the mikveh and to the beis midrash to do what he does on every other day. But he's living in a place where there's a war between Napoleon and the Tsar. We know about the war 200 and whatever years later. He was then, he never knew about it. So he's off to the mikveh. What's the problem? So he gets captured and gets taken to jail. Hakatzin achoike sholoto rebi lana lachas b'sha ko mukdemes. Where are you going so early in the morning? V'bala taneh yeshiv lo yada. So I don't know. Dunno. So you can imagine how the cop was surprised, yeah? If you're looking so shocked. Bashel Chivose Hamuzara Hachrita Khoike Kivada Miragulu. Because of such a strange answer, the interrogator decided it's got for sure a spa. Ravi es Khatirosa Lemafaked Haeloid. So he sent him to the upper interrogators, yeah? Amafaked Miroso Lefonov Adam Noisaponi. Haven ke'ein advarim pshutim l'cheinu sholoto Rebbe ma'a pirish lo yodaya. This cop was obviously a little bit more intelligent. He sees an intelligent human being sitting in front of him. He's talking to the Baal HaTanya. Okay, sitting talking to the Baal HaTanya. He says to me, explain to me, what does it mean you don't know? V'ki adam chochem kamoi cha'ein yodai lan hu alech. A clever man like you is walking around in the middle of the night, you don't know where you're going. Well, what's pshat lo yodaya, yeah? Heishit Baal HaTanya Adam Achain Ainu Day Lan Hualech. Ali le Taimi Khashafti Kaelech Lebaita Knesset Lil Modin Le Palau. A person doesn't know where he's going. I thought I was going to the Beit Knesset to go learn and go davis. Look, I'm in jail. So I didn't know where I was going. You get it? You asked me where I was going. I told you I didn't know. I thought I was going to learn and look, I'm in jail. So I didn't know where I was going. I wonder what the cops said to him after that. They probably let him go. Yeah. See, today you can't even get away with an answer. Even a Russian guy would appreciate those answers in those days. Today we don't even get the territory. There's no substance to our plans. You get up in the morning, you think you know where you're going. Do you know where you're going? רק התכנית שמסדר ריבון העולם וכפי שנאמר, פי השם יכונו ופי השם יעשו. We're still living in the same ghetto of you go with Hashem. You park when Hashem says park. You travel when Hashem says travel. Today it's not as obvious as it was then, because Hashem gives us room to actually interfere and think that we know what we're doing. But the system still works the same. And you see it many times. Anybody who drives knows that you often find yourself in a place where you didn't think you were going to be, or you should have been there 5 minutes earlier, or you should have been there 5 minutes later, be told someone needs a lift somewhere. You ever had that when you're driving? You leave the house 5 minutes later for no reason or whatever, and be told, as you're getting there, you see a guy running to the bus stop and he needs to go exactly where you go. But all the time, you think you're making your plan, you're organizing things, yeah? And that's why you've got to learn this from where? From Parsha Samon. The same way they close off of it in the years, never had to worry what will be tomorrow, what's gate Zion, what's going to be, because they're complete betochen in Hashem. Kamo came ata, so too now. Kol Yehudi Hanu Kegomu Ala Imoy. Everybody has to get into this masig of this. I'm nursing from my mommy. Does a 3 week old baby have any worries? Does it make any difference where he is? He's on the bus going to, he's going there, he's coming there. I remember my kid once went with my wife to South Africa. When he came back, I said, where were you? He said, it was Emma. He went from here to the airport, he went on an aeroplane, he went to South Africa, he drove around there for 2 weeks, came back. Where was he? With Emma. That's how we have to be with Hashem. What does the difference make where you are? You're in Emma's lap. Was he worried about what did you eat when you were there? Emma. 3 week old baby's got problems. Hishtadlus amitis. The correct hishtadlus. Unachayna. And truthful, correct hishtadlus. Mavias adam ledzeikus Hashem tmidis. Brings a person to constant cleaving to Hashem. Hakala elohu shechayim unu betochen haim v'rak hei mahavin aruva v'shaldas hanefesh lugia. The Kala comes out of this, that when one's living with Emunah and Betochen, it's only that which brings a level of tranquility and whatever, regia, calm, yeshuva das, manucha. Kashedi tzayid b'betochen u'betmimus, when a person goes with trust in Hashem and with simpleness, yad v'yad makosh bochu, hand in hand with Hashem, machshavoysa v'tochniyoysa v'mekubelos es ha'izun anochon. Then he's planned, and he's doing whatever takes on the correct proportion. He knows that his job is to make ishtadlus. With sulo media, nothing else. What's due to you, you're going to get. And what's not due to you, you're not going to get. You can turn the whole world upside down. You're not going to get what's not due to you. You're not. That's it. Ishtadlus eini mo'ile ele muchrachas. Famous chovis halavavus. Ishtadlus doesn't help nothing, but you have to do it. Ishtadlus yesh toichen bifneiatz moi gam imu lo oile. Ishtadlus has a purpose and a value on its own, even if it doesn't do anything. Well, doesn't we don't see it doing anything? Yeah. God goes to work. He works all day. He comes home and he doesn't have a penny in his pocket. Yeah. Same matzah if he left home this morning with. So what? When you got money in your pocket, it has nothing to do with what you did today. Ishtadlus, the going out and being Makarish Shem Shemayim, that you did. Well done. 100% you get for that. Full reward you get for that. What about Panasa? That's a Rosh Hashanah Sugya. That's not our Sugya right now. Matarus Ishtadlus, the Fasim Hashem Ba'ilo. The purpose of Ishtadlus is to publicize the name of Hashem in the world. Keitzad Yada Adam, Ba'ezo Eifan Alev Fasim Mishmoish Lakosh Ba'och Ba'ilam. How does the person know where he's got to go to be Makarish Shem Shemayim? How do you know when you woke up this morning where you're supposed to go to be Makarish Shem Shemayim? Who told you where to go? Maybe I've got to go standing Dizengoff Square with a big sign saying the end of the world is near, return to your Lord. Maybe that's what Hashem wants for me. How do I know that I've got to go to the diamond exchange? How do I know I've got to go to the Mama Colette? How do you know where to go? L'fiat tzrichim she'akosh bochum mazim loy. According to the needs that Akosh Bochum gives you. K'shechos lo panosa alev lishtaro boifin mesuyah. When a person is lacking panasa, you know what Hashem's telling you. I need you please to go and make some ishtadlus at the stock exchange. That's where you need to be Makar Hashem Shemayim, yeah? So the first one, and go and reveal Hashem's presence in the world over there. If a person's feeling ill, he needs to go to the doctor. Oh, so Hashem needs it. Mirkat Hashem Shemayim at Klalit today. That's what you have to do. Come on, kain kishul mechapes shiduch. Person needs a shiduch. I mean, if you look at your chesreinov, if you look at what you're lacking, that tells you whether God be mishtadl. But what's going to fulfill that lack? That's only Hashem. There's nothing to do with your ishtadlus. Well, that takes a lot of training just to get the thought processes right. Never mind to live like that and to believe it, just to think like that even. בדרך זו כל השתדלס מועילה בתכונה לפרסם את השם השם בפני כל בו הטבל. The השתדלס then helps to do what it's supposed to do, which is to מפרנס השם in the whole world. What about panosa? Panosa has nothing to do with השתדלס. The panosa problem is just there to let you know where Hashem wants you to go work today. That's all. Somebody says it in the book, one of the shirim I've heard. He says, you're sitting in a big business meeting at the bank manager, right? The bank manager is just about to lend you $1 million for your business, whatever, right? Because you need $1 million. So you went to the bank, right? You had a look, you need $1 million. So what did you do? You go to the bank. Why? Because that's where I'm going to be Makar Hashem Shemayim today. So you're sitting in the bank manager's office. He's just about to sign the deal or whatever. And suddenly you get this blinding toothache. You can't even talk to the guy. So where do you go? You go to the dentist. So you're devastated. You were just about to get $1 million from the bank. Hashem gave you this incredible toothache. So you had to leave the bank and go to the dentist. You just lost $1 million, right? That's how we look at it. No. You were being Makar Hashem Shemayim in the bank, right? And your time to Makar Hashem Shemayim at the bank finished. Now Hashem needs you to go to Makar Hashem Shemayim at the dentist. So he gave you the sign that your time to the bank manager is up. Please go now to Makar Hashem at the dentist. What's with $1 million? What's with getting your tooth healed? It has nothing to do with anything. You weren't at the bank manager because you needed $1 million. You were at the bank manager because you had to be Makar Hashem Shemayim with the bank manager. How did you know you had to go to the bank manager? Oh, so Hashem gave you a simon. You need $1 million. Go to the bank manager. But $1 million going to need to be the bank manager. You understand this? This has to be clear, crystal. Intellectually. And then we can actually start maybe trying to turn around for the best. But just understand that's Torah Shkofa. Yeah, let's have the resistance.
There's no resistance. If you take it from the other way around, where you go out and do a study, and then you don't get any result from it, so you then think, ah, I should have just spent that time studying Torah. I wasted my time there.
That's cool. That's not Torah Shkofa. If you were supposed to be Makar Hashem Shemayim by sitting and learning Torah, Hashem would have told you, go sit and learn Torah, be Makar Hashem Shemayim by learning Torah.
No, just nothing. You're in the situation.
If you don't know, ask Shala, ask Rav. Ask Rav, what should I do? Does the Kosh Baruch Hu want me to sit and learn now? Does he want me to go to the office? You have to ask that, yeah. That's why you have to ask a shot. I think this is switched off or the tape came to an end or something. It needs to be turned around.
How can you say that your stubbornness is nothing?
Hashem
doesn't need a clean, so to speak, in which to give you
panasa. Hashem doesn't need a clean which to give you panasa. There's a tenai in panasa that you have to make your stubbornness. Because if there wasn't a tenai, then you wouldn't make the correct ishtadlus. If Hashem's going to give you the panasa no matter what you do, right? So then you would never ever make any ishtadlus. Hashem needs you to make ishtadlus, not for because he needs to make it ishtadlus. Hashem, let's use the word Hashem needs, but Hashem doesn't need nothing. Hashem needs you to be Makar Hashem Shemayim in the world. The way he gets you to do that is by giving you a lack, and then you then go and make ishtadlus in that area. How do you know which area? The area where your lack is, right? But let's say that you knew that you were going to that lack fulfilled if you didn't do the ishtadlus. No? Then you wouldn't do it. So that's why she makes a t'nai in the panasa that you have to make ishtadlus. But the ishtadlus isn't what's giving you the panasa. And making the ishtadlus might not bring the panasa either. We see that often. You ask the businessmen, they'll tell you. Most of the times when they made money were from things that they didn't know they were going to get money from. And most times when they lost money with a certain deal. Once asked the big Zia, how did you become rich? He said, the mistakes I made turned out to be good. Yeah, you bought some stock that you thought was going to go up, yeah, and it went down. By mistake, you told the stockbroker the wrong stock, and you bought a dud stock that went up. Come on, people don't, you know, how many times do you hear that? And then there's people that Hashem has in the world that are shlichim of the sotan, which whatever they do turns to gold. No matter what they do turns to gold. So you think, wow, look at that guy, you know, if you just do what he does, everything will be fine. said, well, Hashem is everybody in the world. He's a shliach of the satan. He's there to maintain bechira in the world. He's there to show you that cause and effect actually works. The harder the work, the more money you make. The more you study, the more university, and the more degrees you've got, the more successful you are in the world. The more you work, the more hours you put in at the office, the greater your promotion is going to be. So the people that you see do function like that. That's to maintain bechira. If the Bill Gates of the world were paupers and the Chavis, the Ethiopian sponge guy was a billionaire, there would be no Bechir in the world. That's why Hashem has to maintain his balance. There are certain people that are shlichim of the Sotan that help to maintain Bechir. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. He has a Gabaldik Olam Hazeh. He gets all his reward in Olam Hazeh, and in Olam Haba it's not going to be so pleasant. Everything just works out. Whatever he buys, the price goes up. Whatever he sells, the price goes down. Everything is just wonderful. Good! Once again, we don't know how to judge who's who. We don't know how to judge who's who. But you very often find, once again, I know statistics are, I'm talking off the top of my head, but you very find, certainly in the Torah world, you find guys that were big, big, big ballet stock or whatever, to big, big knocks as well during their careers. Terrible knocks. You find that as well. Why? Because to keep you, you know. Yeah, we didn't see it last year. Good MS sticker, serious Bnei Torah. It took some serious wax. But that had nothing to do with the Ishtadlers. It wasn't because he put the wrong stock, or he bought the wrong business, or he did the wrong deal. No, it's because that's what was decided on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, your Megillah is being written for the year. And what does the year look like? They're reading the Megillah. You're just unrolling and reading your Megillah. Madoff was written down on Rosh Hashanah. The war in Gaza was written down on Rosh Hashanah. Everything that happened to you as the year unfolded was written down on Rosh Hashanah for you. Nothing's going to happen to you that wasn't written down. It seems like we have no Bechira in Achinami, but we know that we have Bechira. That's the sugya of Bechira. We know we have Bechira. A Jew doesn't know he's got Bechira, he's a serious apikoyos. Because then he doesn't believe in one of the most fundamental of the Yud Gimel Ikoyos, which is his reward and punishment. But you're not going to be rewarded for whether you're rich or poor, whether you're tall or short, ugly or fat, that's the Rambam says. That you can't choose. But whether you're going to be a tzaddik or a rasha, there you have Bechira. That you have Bechira. And that you have to take seriously. Our problem is the things we have Bechira in, we kind of give to Hashem. Hashem, please make me a big Talmud Chacham. Yeah? And then I go work 18 hours a day because I need money. You've got to help Hashem. Hashem can't manage on his own. You have to make his shtadlus. We get it mixed up. The things where we don't have Bechira, we think we've got Bechira. And the things that we do have Bechira, that we give to Hashem. Hashem, you take care of it. You know, call b'day me except Yerushalayim. Hashem, you take care of my Yerushalayim. We get confused. If we would take our avodas Hashem as seriously as to take our ishtadlus for panasa, we'd become serious tzaddikim. When a person eventually merits to get this stuff driven into his kishkas, I don't know how long that takes. We've been through the safe and how many times? We still haven't got a draft, yeah? Okay, slowly, it's getting better. Every little movement of his, everything that a person is involved in takes on a whole different light, a different deep, a much broader and deeper approach. Rotzen Hashem Hu Sheyashenu. He's making a shtadlus and he's doing the Rotzen Hashem every second of his life. Nimtze im kaim shu oivet es akosh bocha esim va'aba shoyz b'yamama ba'isa pulei shehen Rotzen Hashem. Whatever he's doing, a person goes to the bathroom, a person eats, a person goes to pick up the phone to make a call, everything a person's doing, he's doing the Rotzen Hashem. When he's sitting and learning and when he's at the office or wherever he is, he's Isaac and Rotzen Hashem 24 hours a day, when he's sleeping, when he's on the beach, no matter what a person's doing. If you're living like this, you're always involved in Rotzen Hashem. We think, oh yeah, I've got to close my Gemara and I've got to work. Well, okay, Hashem, goodbye, I'll see you tomorrow when I get back to the Beis Midrash. Understand, you're closing Gemara, once again, we're talking about if you've got Shalas and well, you're not closing Gemara because he hates always closing your Gemara. We're talking about you've sat down, you've worked out what your daily existence is, you've worked out what your life is, you've sat with the Gedolim, you've worked out what you're supposed to be doing. Now, then, where, how, whatever, now you do it. So he closes the Gemara, he goes off to work. He's just as happy when he does that as when he opens his Gemara. It's all Ratzon Hashem. We should be zeicher that you can always be sitting and learning. Hashem is a mazaka person that he can sit, Rav Chaim Kanievsky can sit in the Kadoshim Shemayim like nobody else, by just sitting and learning in his little room in Bnei Brak, and the whole world comes to him. Okay, you be zeicher to that wonderful. But if you're not, so then you're going to be makadosh shemayim. Where are you going to be makadosh shemayim? Lamaisa kach achein chayu anshei emuna. That's bali emuna lev. Mesupa lechem egdoli Yisrael ki yom echad who cried l'shem shei v'amalo. He called the shamash and he said to him, "Hayayim b'boker kodesh boruch hu bekish mimeni achapes es nale b'meshech reva shah." Kodesh Baruch Hu came to me today and asked me please to look for my, you can let them in if they want, I don't want them. Is that door locked? Well, but they might think there's a shit, they're not coming in, I don't want them to free anybody. Just tell them it's not locked. Yelon Naul, Shalak Kanech. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to go look for my shoes for 15 minutes. V'achach u'bechach shmimeni ki aspik l'chapes otam. And then he said to me after 15 minutes, Hashem told me to stop looking for them. V'ashamash lo'evin es divrei rebi. The same as we don't understand what he's talking about, Hashem also doesn't understand what he's talking about. V'choshev shema enu chas v'toiv v'shema chas v'chilu zikne kapcho alav. He thought maybe he's getting older, he's not feeling well, he's losing it. When he started benosot, Kishroa Rebbe, ki Hashemesh einu yoyed besof daita, when the Rebbe understood, the Shemesh doesn't understand it. Koimelo, boad bilachaz dvorek, come and explain to you what I meant. Kanti mevoko lomot tzatis na'alai. I woke up this morning and couldn't find my shoes. Havanti kosh bochu roitze, umabakish memeni ata, ki chapeses na'alai. Normally I can't find my shoes, I always know where my shoes are. This morning I couldn't find my shoes. So I understood that Hashem wants me to go look for my shoes, that's what he wants from me. Lachar eva shama tzatis na'alai, after 15 minutes I found my shoes. אז בשעה זו הבנתי כי הקודש ברוך הוא בעצם יפסיק לחפש את מעלה בין המסור השם כדור אומר look for my shoes anymore. By the way, that's not excuse for us. Before you go to sleep at night, know where your shoes are, okay? Because to waste 15 minutes of your life every morning looking for your shoes is a chuba. Nobody runs a business like that, right? Guy owns a store, he doesn't spend 15-20 minutes every morning looking for the keys to the store. Yeah? Does exactly with the businessman before he goes to sleep at night, he has his wallet, he has his keys, he has his Palm Pilot, he has his... You don't find businessmen running around for 3 hours wasting time trying to find his pet. Yeah? I just stammer Musa Sugi on the side. No, he always knew where his shoes were. But he woke up this morning, he couldn't find his shoes. The mouse moved his shoes. His kids took the shoes and hid them. So he woke up this morning, he couldn't find his shoes. So he didn't go, oh God, what can I find for my shoes? Hey, Rivka, where are my shoes? No, he woke up this morning, he can't find his shoes. So what is it? He has to wear shoes, right? He could have made a decision and said, oh, Hashem doesn't want me to wear shoes today. But that's stupid, because you're supposed to wear shoes. So he understood Hashem wants him to spend 15 minutes looking for his shoes. So looking for shoes for him was called Rotzen Hashem. For us, not knowing where our shoes is, where coming, where you can't find your shoes, that's called gross negligence. You just committed suicide of 15 minutes. That's bad time management. You run a business, you don't waste time. Yeah, productivity, business. But for somebody on that level, who knows where his shoes are every morning, suddenly can't find his shoes. So he doesn't look at it with a wrong attitude, he looks with the right attitude. Why can't I find my shoes? Oh, must be because Hashem wants me to spend 15 minutes looking for my shoes. That's what must have been decreed for me in Rosh Hashanah. 15 minutes looking for my shoes. Person's driving home and he gets a flat tire, God forbid, right? So what's he supposed to think? Oh no, why is this happening to me? You know, what did I do wrong? I must be... You know what? Hashem wants you to be standing right, changing a tire now. That's the Rotzen Hashem. Hashem couldn't have organized for you not to get a flat tire. Why do you get a flat tire? Because the Rotzen Hashem is going to get a flat tire. It means the Rotzen Hashem is please change the tire. Or pick up the phone and phone someone to come help you change the tire if you can't. Or do what's normal to get a tire changed. As opposed to, oh no, darn, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this. If something like that happens, you have to do a little cheshbon nefesh. Why is this happening to me? Good, yeah, okay, but that's not your first reaction. First reaction is, change the tire, and while you're driving home, why don't you change the tire? Do a cheshbon nefesh. What did I do wrong today? Do tshuva and go weiter. Well, we have to stop here. Ein zu melitza zua emes shochai munu. This is not exaggeration. This is mamashi emes. Kol ha-sha'ivu al-adam mekivin al-yedah Hashem ro'em v'akol b'cheshbon meduktat. Okay, we'll hopefully finish. We've got two more paragraphs and we finish the sefer and then we can start the appendix.